Shalom, everybody. In Al Hanisim that we add for Hanukkah during Shmoneh Esrei, we list many of the miracles that occurred in the war with the Yevanim. We say to Hashem that in your great mercy, Masarta Giborim Biyad Chalashim, you delivered the mighty Greeks into the hands of the weaker Jews, and Rabim Biyad Me'atim, you delivered the many into the hands of the few. And these descriptions clearly and beautifully describe the miracles of the war. However, what does the next expression mean? Temein biyad tehorim. You deliver the impure into the hands of the pure. How does that illustrate Hashem's miracles? This question is asked by Rav Matisyahu Chaim Salomon Shlita, the Mashkiach of Beis Medrash Gavoha in Lakewood. He asks it in his Sefer on the Moadim called Matnas Chaim, beginning on page 48, and he says the following beautiful idea. Rav Salomon quotes Rav Avraham of Vilna. Rav Avraham of Vilna was the brother of the Vilna Gaon, not to be confused with the Vilna Gaon's son, who was also named Avraham. Rav Avraham of Vilna wrote a sefer about learning Torah called Ma'alos HaTorah, and it is there in the sefer Ma'alos HaTorah that Rav Avraham of Vilna asks the following question on Parshas Toldos. When Yaakov dressed up like Esav to receive the brachos from their father Yitzchak, Yaakov put fur on his arms so that in case Yitzchak felt Yaakov's arms, Yaakov would feel like Esav. And when Yitzchak does indeed feel Yaakov's arms, Yitzchak says the following, it's in Breishis, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Beis, HaKol Kol Yaakov V'Hayadayim Yedei Esav. The voice is the voice of Yaakov, but the hands are the hands of Esav. And on this Pasuk, the Medrash says, it's in the beginning, very beginning of Eicha Rabbah in Pisgah Beis, the Medrash says that Bilam HaRasha was told that as long as the voice of Yaakov, HaKol Kol Yaakov, as long as that voice is loud and strong in the shul and in the Beis Medrash, then the hands of Esav, Yedei Esav, would not be able to defeat the Jews. If, however, the voices of Yaakov are not loud, they're not strong in the shul and in the Beis Medrash, then Yedei Esav, then the hands of Esav will indeed be able to defeat Bnei Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom. That's the Medrash. However, Rav Avram of Vilna points out that that does not seem to fit into the words of the Pasuk. The Medrash says that the sounds of Yaakov and the hands of Esav cannot happen at the same time. When one is up, the other is down. However, the Pasuk says, HaKol Kol Yaakov V'Hayadayim Yedei Esav. The Pasuk says that they will happen at the same time. The voice of Yaakov and the hands of Esav happen at the same time. Rav Avram of Vilna explains that they are both true, of course, both the Pasuk and the Medrash. HaKol Kol Yaakov V'Hayadayim Yedei Esav. When the voice of Yaakov is strong in Shul and in the Beis Medrash, when Bnei Yisrael is strong in our Tfilah, in our Torah learning, in our Shmiras HaMitzvos, in our Emuna, then the bracha will be that we ourselves will be blessed with the hands of Esav. When we follow Hashem, when our voices of Torah and Tefillah are strong, then we will be as strong as Esav and defeat our enemies. We will defeat the Esavs of history. We will defeat the Bilams of history. We will defeat the Greeks of history, etc., etc. And that is what Rav Matisyahu Salomon says is part of the message of Al HaNisim. Yes, Hashem, you defeated Temeim Biyad Tehorim and Zedim Biyad Oskei Sarasecha. You delivered the impure into the hands of the pure because HaKol Kol Yaakov. And once HaKol Kol Yaakov, then you, Hashem, gave us the power of V'Hayadayim Yedei Esav. That's the message, one of the messages of Hanukkah. And Rav Salomon quotes the great Rav Elia Lapian, Rav Elia Lapian, who died in 1970, one of the most important Rabbanim of the Musar movement in the 20th century. He was one of the youngest Talmidim of the Altar of Kelm, Rav Simcha Zissel Ziv of Kelm, who died in 1898. Rav Lapian says in his Sefer Leiv Eliyahu in Chelek Aleph in Seif Gimel that this idea of HaKol Kol Yaakov V'Hayadayim Yedei Esav is found in the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara there quotes the story from Sefer Yehoshua Perek Ches. Right before Bnei Yisrael conquered Yericho an angel appeared to Yehoshua with a drawn sword. And the Gemara says that the angel told Yehoshua that Bnei Yisrael would be defeated because they did not learn Torah properly, bitaltem Talmud Torah. And it was only when Bnei Yisrael and only when Yehoshua fixed that would they be successful. But the question is, if the angel was sent to admonish Bnei Yisrael about Bittul Torah, then why did the angel appear with a sword? Why didn't he appear like a Rebbe, a Rosh Yeshiva, coming to give Musar? Rav Lopian says, because the angel was sent to rebuke Bnei Yisrael, and he gave this message to Yehoshua, I was supposed to help you. I was supposed to help you be strong and fight and be able to conquer Yericho. But because you were Mevatel Torah, I can't do that anymore. Change your ways, Hakol Kol Yaakov, and then your hands will be as strong as Yedei Esav. Have an amazing day, everyone.